expect this to work. My power has been faint as of late. You know that. You remember now. Rather, you see now. Traveling through time must have been confusing for you. Yet, as you do with all things, you went with the plum. I must look quite different from how you remember. And I must confess, I am not the same woman you saw all that time ago. I haven't been her for millennia. But when I see your smiling face, it's as if I'm back with you on that bridge in Elpis, recounting the tales of your life together. Do you understand what I said then? Or, well, do you understand it better now? When all of this is said and done, promise me that you'll go and see this wonderful world, and all the others if that suits you. You and I, we've always been travelers after all. Oh, of course. This is your dream, so of course I could take on whatever form you wish. Do you perhaps have ulterior motives for turning me back into her? I'm only teasing, my sweet spark. It is nice being of this form once more. Shall we walk and talk a bit? Truth be told, I would love to hear more of your adventures, of your life. How I wish I could truly accompany you. But it is not to be. And besides, your friends have offered me so many stories, both in memory and in prayer. No matter how cruel this world becomes, you have never lost your warmth. That makes me truly happy. Is something the matter, sweet spark? You're staring at my face quite intensely. So, perhaps you did have ulterior motives. Truly devious. Though I am here with you, this is your dream. Whatever you might wish for could certainly happen. And I, whatever it is that would make you happy, I would be glad to do. So please, do not hesitate to ask, or to simply do. Surely, anything you require, too, will come into being, then. So, my dear Spark, what is it that you desire? My clothes disappearing as if into mist, and this world of dreams grows soft and comforting. As if we are home. Warm. Safe. And now you rest in my arms. Though I must admit, this is not how I expected you to do so. Oh, no. I'm not complaining. I wouldn't dream of it. No, forgive my apprehension. It has, well, been quite some time. Your dream or not, your hands alone overwhelm me. I am ready for you. Please, do not wait a moment more than you wish to. Oh, my sweet spark. Let me hold you close while you slowly film me. You may have to forgive me for thinking you would be a bit more impulsive, but this slow, warm moment fills my heart with such bliss. There is perfect, my spark. Please, just like that, right there. Such pleasure since. Oh, thank you, my sweet little spark, for your kindness. Oh, asleep within a dream. Truly, your branch is capable of interesting things. Can you still hear me, I wonder? Let me sit up and hold you once more. Run my fingers through your hair. Pray forgive me these selfish moments. I cannot allow myself mortal desires any longer. Yet, for just a few moments, I want to be with you again, as this fleeting day is in the distant past. Not the person you were then, for me, but the person you are now. Not the hero saving every world, not the adventurer that all admire. You, simply, beautifully you. I may not be able to go with you to Journey's End. Oh, how I wish I could. That I could stand at your side once more and bear witness to every vista, every sound. But it cannot be. So know one thing, my dear, beloved spark. Every time you feel the rain falling gently upon your skin. You see the snow fluttering gently from the clouds. Feel the cool rivers on a hot summer day, the wind at your back, the ground beneath your feet. Every time you feel this world embrace you. That is me, there with you. There with you, with all of my love. My brave little spark. That we could share even this blissful dream grants me more happiness than I deserve. Thank you. And sleep well. I'll see you again soon in the waking world.